Lateral Thinking, Creativity Step by Step. Author, Edward DeBono. Lateral thinking is the ability to think creatively or outside the box, as it is sometimes referred to in business, to use your inspiration and imagination to solve problems by looking at them from unexpected perspectives. The term was promulgated in 1967 by Edward DeBono. The way the mind works. The need for lateral thinking arises from the way the mind works. Although the information handling system called mind is highly effective, it has certain characteristic limitations. These limitations are inseparable from the advantages of the system since both arise directly from the nature of the system. Lateral thinking is an attempt to compensate for these disadvantages, while one still enjoys the advantages. Code communication. Communication is the transfer of information. Communication by code can only work if there are preset patterns. Instead of transferring all the required information, you just transfer the code heading. The code heading acts as a trigger word, which identifies and calls up the pattern you want. The mind can also accept ready-made patterns that are fed to it, but the most important property of the system is the ability to create its own patterns. Disadvantages of the system. Basically, the advantages are quickness of recognition and hence quickness of reaction. Some of the disadvantages of the information handling system of mind are, first, the extreme difficulty to change patterns or use the information in them as part of a different pattern. Also, established patterns get larger and larger. That is to say, individual patterns are strung together to give a longer and longer sequence, which is so dominant that it constitutes a pattern on its own. There is also a marked tendency to polarize. This means moving to either extreme instead of maintaining some balanced point between patterns. Finally, the mind is a cliché-making and cliché-using system. The purpose of this is to overcome these limitations by providing a means for restructuring, for escaping from, cliché patterns, and for putting information together in new ways to give new ideas. In order to do this, lateral thinking makes use of the properties of this type of system. Attitudes towards lateral thinking. Because it is very different from vertical thinking, many people feel uncomfortable about lateral thinking. To regard, insight and innovation as a matter of chance does not explain why some people are consistently able to generate more ideas than others. In any case, one can take steps to encourage a chance process. The effectiveness of lateral thinking for generating new ideas can be shown experimentally. Whenever a solution is said to have been reached by lateral thinking, there is always a logical pathway by which the solution could have been reached. Hence, what is supposed to be lateral thinking is more than a plea for better logical thinking. Since all effective thinking is really logical thinking, then lateral thinking is just a part of logical thinking. It can be shown that lateral thinking can make people generate more ideas, and by definition, gifts cannot be taught. There is nothing mysterious about lateral thinking. It is a way of handling information. The use of lateral thinking. When one is thoroughly familiar with lateral thinking, one no longer has to keep it separate. One no longer has to be conscious whether one is using lateral or vertical thinking. Nevertheless, there are certain occasions which call for the deliberate use of lateral thinking. New ideas. Many people suppose that new ideas mean new inventions in the form of tangible objects. This is perhaps the most obvious form a new idea can take, but new ideas include new ways of doing things, new ways of looking at things, and new ideas about ideas. Problem solving. There are three types of problems. The first type requires more information or better techniques for handling information. The second type requires a rearrangement of information already available. And the third type is the problem of not realizing that there's a problem. The first type of problem can be solved by vertical thinking. The second type and third types of problem require lateral thinking for their solution. The generation of alternatives. Lateral thinking is concerned with exploring these other ways of restructuring and rearranging the information that is available. It may seem that the search for alternative ways of looking at something is a natural search. To some extent it is, but the lateral search for alternatives goes far beyond the natural search. In the lateral search for alternatives, one is trying to produce as many alternatives as possible. In the natural search for alternatives, one stops when one comes to a promising approach. In the lateral search for alternatives, one acknowledges the promising approach and may return to it later, but one goes on generating other alternatives. Dominant ideas and crucial factors. Everyone is confident that they know what they're talking about, reading about, or writing about, but if you ask them to pick out the dominant idea, there is difficulty in doing so. It is difficult to convert a vague awareness into a definite statement. The statement is either too long or complicated, or else it leaves out too much. Sometimes, the different aspects of the subject do not hang together to give a single theme. One of the main purposes of picking out the dominant idea is to be able to escape from it. The search for dominant ideas or crucial factors in itself is not a lateral thinking process at all. It is a necessary step which allows one to use lateral thinking more effectively. Brainstorming. In a brainstorming session, the provocation is supplied by the ideas of others. It often happens that an idea may seem very obvious and trivial to one person, and yet it can combine with other ideas in someone else's mind to produce something very original. Because of the different people taking part, each tend to follow their own lines of thought. There's less danger of getting struck with a particular way of looking at the situation. Choice of entry point and attention area. Attention area refers to the part of a situation or problem that is attended to. Entry point refers to the part of a problem or situation that is first attended to. Patterns are established on the memory surface, that is, the mind, by the sequence of arrival of information. Once established, these patterns have a natural behavior insofar as they tend to develop in certain ways and to link up with other patterns. The purpose of lateral thinking is to restructure these patterns and arrange information to give new patterns. The choice of entry point is of huge importance because the historical sequence in which ideas follow one another can completely determine the final outcome, even if the ideas themselves are the same. The attention area is limited and includes much less information than is available. If something is left out of consideration, then there is nothing which will make it come back into consideration at a later point. What is there does not usually indicate what is missing. Attention usually settles over the most obvious areas. A slight shift in attention may by itself restructure a situation. One tries deliberately to rotate attention over all parts of the problem, especially those which do not seem to merit it. Random stimulation. One can deliberately generate external stimulation, which then acts on the idea from the outside. This is how random stimulation works. With random stimulation, one uses any information whatsoever. Random stimulation only works because the mind functions as a self-maximizing memory system. In such a system, there is a limited and coherent attention span. The established patterns on the memory surface are stable patterns. That does not mean they do not change, but the pattern of change is stable. The equilibrium state is altered by the sudden inclusion of some new information. Sometimes the new equilibrium state is very similar to the old one, with a slight alteration to include the new information. At other times, a complete restructuring comes about. Finally, creative thinking is not a talent. It's a skill that can be learned. It empowers people by adding strength to their natural abilities, which improves creativity and innovation.